Long ago, in the days before Valinor's founding, the land was inhabited by a multitude of strange and powerful beings. It is said that one such being dwelled among the barren peaks of the Hailstorm Mountains. The Old Ones called this place Cotopatl, but those who live in its shadow today call it the Darkfrost. There that they say, the Huaycotl, a great and terrible serpent, lies sleeping, coiled around the heart of the mountain. They say its scales are as strong as rock, and that it sleeps upon a bed of gold. They say that the dwarves who first encountered this monster were rewarded with riches beyond their wildest dreams. They say that when the Huaycotl wakes anew, it will be angry enough to tear through stone. For centuries, these legends were thought to be nothing more than tall tales. But now, the mountain trembles, and the Huaycotl has proven to be very, very real. Left unchecked, the Huaycotl's power could cause untold devastation. Faced with this new danger, the dwarves have begrudgingly enlisted the help of adventurers like you to help them subdue the beast. Are you up to the challenge? The Huaycotl is a new group encounter aimed at players with 90 plus total combat level. We also recommend having access to protection prayers. Loot-wise, we're looking to bosses like Nex and Scurrius that reward multiple players where you can choose to face the Huaycotl alone or en masse. We recommend teaming up with 3 to 8 friends for the best experience. So, what else can you expect? Gameplay. Before we begin, please note that we are in an early stage of development and details are subject to change from now up until release. The Huaycotl's powerful claws has allowed it to dig a network of tunnels all through the mountain, but you'll face it on the surface. It's not instant, anyone can clamber up the mountain and join the battle. We will likely implement player limits to help with performance, which we'll talk more about when we're closer to launch. Don't worry though, there will be solo options available for players who need them. You'll never be truly alone, however. To help you out, you'll be accompanied by a band of dwarves, including a priest, who will aid you during this encounter. Part of this colossal serpent are poking out of the caves all over the mountain. Wherever it's exposed, you can attack, which you'll need to do if you want to reach the top of the mountain, where the final part of the battle awaits. The Huaycotl won't take your attacks lying down, so stay alert. When enough body parts have been damaged, the path to the peak will open. On the summit, you'll face the Huaycotl head on. Literally, you'll need to contend with all the same hazards as before. But when the mighty Huaycotl tires of your shenanigans, it will shield itself with its tail. You'll need to break it to keep up the fight. And once the tail is shattered, you'll be free to start battling again. There's a few things during this encounter that we're keeping a surprise, but we'll leave that for you to figure out when you face this deadly foe. To recap, join the Dwarven party and make your way up the Darkfrost Mountain. Attack the parts of the Huaycotl sticking out from the rock while avoiding hazards. Don't forget your protection prayers. When the Huaycotl moves, climb to the top of the mountain and attack the head. If the Huaycotl uses its tail to defend itself, shatter it so you can resume the fight. And finally, deal damage to the head until the Huaycotl is defeated. Once you've pacified the Huaycotl, there'll be a bit of downtime as it gets ready to fight again. This boss will be among the first to benefit from the upcoming Project Rebalance changes, but we'll leave that for you to discover which attacks are most effective against this stone-faced foe. Rewards. We've also kept Project Rebalance in mind while designing the rewards for this boss too, so let's take a look. Tome of Earth and Muddy Pages. Tradable. We think the Huaycotl is the perfect place to obtain the newest elemental tome and associated pages. Just like the others, the Tome of Earth is an infinite source of Earth runes, as long as it's charged with Muddy Pages. Charges will be depleted when casting Earth spells specifically, which makes sense, but the tome also increases the damage of Earth spells by 10%. The Huaycotl Wand, tradable. On the same theme, we're shaking things up with a brand new weapon. Within the news post, you can see the full stats breakdown. The Dueling Wand requires 65 magic to wield and can auto-cast any spell from the standard spellbook at the usual 5 tick speed, which means Earth spells can benefit from the new tome. That's not all this wonderful wand has to offer. It's a Dragonbane weapon, with plus 10% magic strength, plus 50% Dragonbane accuracy, and plus 20% Dragonbane strength. This puts the weapon in a really good spot against draconic creatures with elemental weaknesses, and will be better than the powered weapons like the Trident in this specific niche. there's still a sizable gap between the Huaycota Wand and Dragon Hunter Crossbow and Dragon Hunter Lance, which means Vorcap's magic defense leaves it floundering against the Mighty Dragon. New range set, tradable. You can see the full stats breakdown in the news post. This new set will consist of a head, body, legs and van braces, and will be an improvement over Blessed Dragonhide armor, with a total of plus 8 prayer bonus across the 4 pieces, and an extra 9 points of magic defense when compared to that of the Blessed Armor pieces. This set will require 40 defense and 70 range to equip, aside from the legs, which will have no defense requirement. We're keen to hear your feedback on this new reward. Prayer Regeneration Potion, tradable. Our final reward is the new Prayer Regeneration Potion. The effect will regenerate one prayer point every 12 ticks for 8 minutes, which should give you around 8 prayer points per minute for a total of 66 points overall. Let's see what that looks like in practice. When at 99 prayer, while using protection spells, it will normally last around 4 minutes and 57 seconds. With a prayer regen pot, however, this will last around 7 minutes. When at 99 prayer and using Piety, Rigor or Augury, you have around 2 minutes and 28 seconds of use. But with a prayer regen pot, you'll have around 3 minutes. To create this potion, you'll need a brand new herb, the seed for which will be dropped from the boss. Once you've grown the herb, you'll combine it with a new secondary from the herbal activity to create this powerful pot. You'll note that the Chambers of Zerik's prayer enhance is actually much better, but this potion is something you can carry with you to locations where recharging your prayer is inconvenient, or situations where you won't be using prayer as much. And that's it. You can also discuss the boss with mod Squid and myself at 4 p.m. today, when the blog goes out of course, on Discord stages over at the official OSRS Discord channel. Over on our official Twitch channel, however, this week's live stream will also discuss this fearsome new foe. You can tune in on Thursday, May 9th at 5 p.m. BST. We'll see you there. As always, thank you for listening. I've been your narrative guide, Mod Sani, and a massive thank you to mods Abe, Abyss, Arcane, Archie, Argo, Ash, Aiza, Big Rig, Blossom, Boko, Bruno, Chili, Criminal, Crystal, Curse, Dizong, Dylan, Ed, Elena, Enigma, Errol, Gecko, Genghis, Gizmo, Goblin, Grub, Halo, Harold, Hen, Who, E, Hornet, Husky, Jelu, Jerv, Kaiser, Kieran, Kirby, Karuta, Lable, Lenny, Light, Lyron, Mac, Mank, Marcos, Melee, Meat, Moogle, Morty, Nitro, Nox, Nyloon, Other, Pumpkin, Red, Regent, Rice, Rock, Rice, Sunny, That's Me, Saiyan, Shogun, Shroom, Sigma, Skane, Skylark, Smithy, Sova, Squid, Starry, Sahuran, Surma, Sween, Tide, Titus, Torrance, Tesoroth, Tyron, Vega, Vega, West, and Wolfie. Woo! That's been the Old School Team. I've been Mosani. Thank you and have a lovely day. Hopefully see you in the streams and stuff. Peace.